on today's program with Pastor Nate Gallagher.
Did God? The Bible says that God's not the author of confusion. So I don't think God was telling you to lead that person on and then break up with them.
This is Middle Ground Radio with Pastor Nate Gallagher. Relationships are a tricky thing to navigate. Pressures from the world, discerning feelings from within, it is tough to understand. We are taking some time to hear what the Bible has to say on relationships in a series we've called This Could Be Us. Here is Pastor Nate.
So Paul tells us in this text to not be unequally yoked with non-believers. Now, this goes back really to our selection process, who we're choosing today, because we shouldn't choose someone in the beginning that isn't a Jesus follower. Right? If you find yourself making a statement like, I think I need to break up with this person because they aren't a Jesus follower, you messed up in your selection. You know what I'm saying? Like, you should have never made that statement, because as a Jesus follower, you shouldn't have been looking down there. Recently, I read an article. I'm not trying to hate or anything, but there was a football player. You guys know him. Played for UF. It's kind of a big deal. Christian guy. Anyway, so his name was like rhymed with Bebo or something like that. Anyway, so this article came out about him that his girlfriend, or he broke up with his girlfriend because he wouldn't get together with her. And she had an expectation of what their relationship would lead to, and he wouldn't do that. And everybody was like saying, oh, he's so great for breaking up with this girl and making this stand and saying he wasn't going to do that. My question was, why was he dating a girl that his priorities weren't clear to begin with? You know what I'm saying? Like, why didn't he go into a relationship being like, listen, I'm a Jesus follower, and I'm only interested in people that are going to take me to where Jesus wants me to go. And so if you're not cool with that now, then this isn't going anywhere. And then everyone's like, yeah, go Bebo, because you're... because you ended this relationship here. But my thought is like, why did that relationship begin? You know what I'm saying? And it comes down to selection. If we find ourselves making a statement like, I think I need to break up with them because they're a Jesus follower, you're absolutely right, but you also need to evaluate, what was I looking at to begin with that would cause me to put my standards so low that would allow me to start a relationship with this person? Does that make sense? And so we need to make sure that in selection as Jesus followers, we're saying we're not going to lower our standards. My standard is a Jesus follower. If they're not interested in that, I'm not interested in them. So we need to make sure that we have that standard. But I do understand that you find yourself in a relationship and you realize, wait a second, this isn't at all what I signed up for. Because a lot of times people will say just about anything if they're interested in another person. Oh, yeah, I'm a Christian. Oh, yeah, I go to church. Like, I'll be a tomato for all I care if I get to date you. And so it's like, you know what I'm saying? And so sometimes we can find ourselves in a place and realize, wait a second, this is not what I had thought. And then that's when we say, they're not a Jesus follower, so I think it's time for me to move on. But if you find yourself with someone who's not a Jesus follower, it's a good reason to end it. And I think it's also important that if you end it, you tell them why. Say, hey, listen, my life right now is I want to please Jesus. I want to walk with him. I want to grow in my relationship with him. And right now, I just feel like that this isn't going to happen. So I want some separation. In telling them that, be like, listen, you're welcome to come to church with me. You're welcome to read the Bible with me, but I'm not going to take it any farther than that. And then if we see them growing in their relationship with God on their own, then you can sort of stop, reevaluate, and think, maybe this is somebody I could be with. But there needs to be that separation, and I would say make it very clear as to why. Because it's impossible to be who God wants you to be with, or be who God wants you to be with someone who wants nothing to do with God, right? I mean, walking with God is already hard enough on our own. The other day, my friend Paul and I were at the gym, and at the end of our workout, we decided to climb the rope, and we did it. We thought we were all cool, like high-fiving and stuff, and then a lady who was, like, lifting 8 pounds. Anyway, so she was like, you didn't do it with weight on? Like, You only did it with your own body weight. You didn't put extra weight on. Like, she was making a joke, but I was thinking, like, it's hard enough with all 160 pounds of me. I don't need to add the extra weight when I'm climbing this rope. You know what I'm saying? And so walking with Jesus is already difficult enough. We don't need to add extra baggage and weight on us to make it more difficult. Does that make sense? And so we need to make sure that we allow that separation, or we don't go down that road, because they're not a Jesus follower. Sound good? All right, statement number three. You ready for it? Ready for it? All right. I think God wants me to move on. Statement three. I think God wants me to move on. The first statement is, they're keeping me from my calling. I feel like God has something more for me. I feel like they're distracting me, or they're keeping me. Second thing, they're not a Jesus follower. They're going in a different direction than I am. And then the third thing, I think God wants me to move on. And sometimes the Lord will speak to us something specific about the relationships that we're in. We'll be somewhere and we'll just feel like God is telling us something about the relationship. Usually that happens when the first two statements are out of whack. Usually that'll happen when they are keeping us from our calling and they aren't a Jesus follower. God will whisper in our ear and be like, I've got bigger plans for you than this. Or, you know that they have nothing to do with me, right? And Jesus will touch those things. That's why we'll come to church sometimes and we'll feel like, Nate, have you been reading my email? Like, what the heck? Like, well, are you text messages, whatever the kids are into, my Snapchats? I don't know. You know what I'm saying? Like, God will put his finger on some area of our life, and usually that happens when a certain area is out of whack. You know what I'm saying? And so God will speak to those. And so maybe he'll place his finger on something like, hey, that person's not a Jesus follower. That person you're texting, they're not interested in me. But that person that you're interested in, they're not going to take you to where I want to take you. And so God will speak to us. Usually when we're with someone that's distracting us, he'll point that out. And that's why we feel so convicted. In church, God is just pointing something out, and then it's up to us what we do with that, right? We'll come to church, and God will just put his finger on something. And then we are the ones that know that and have to leave this place and decide what we're going to do with that. You know what I'm saying? That's why so many of us will come to church week after week after week after week, and we'll feel like, Nate, you teach the same thing every single week, because we feel convicted about the same thing every single week. And it's like, that's not me. That's because you haven't left this place and dealt with what God's telling you to deal with. And so when God places his finger on something, we need to make sure that we do something and we deal with it. And there are times where God will tell us, he will speak to us, whether it's through his word or through a Bible study, that we need to end a relationship. But let me say this, we need to be careful with that. Because many people that use the God told me to do it card when they end a relationship, because it's an easy way out. It's pretty easy. Like, you're dating someone, and you're like, I don't really like this person, so I know what I'll do. I'll say, hey, God spoke to me, and we're just not supposed to be together anymore. And so God said so, and I'm a man or woman of God, and so I've got to obey the voice of God. So God bless. Right? And so, because it's kind of an easy way out, but I have found that a lot of the people that blame God for ending a relationship are the same people that use God to start a relationship. The same people that say, hey, God told me to end this relationship are the same people that say, hey, God told me that you and I are supposed to be together. So my question is, who changed their mind? My question was it God? Did God? The Bible says that God's not the author of confusion. So I don't think God was telling you to lead that person on and then break up with them. Right? That wasn't God. The Bible says that God is the same yesterday, today, and forever. So I don't think he would tell you yesterday that you're supposed to be with that person and then tomorrow tell you that it's time to end it. Because God doesn't change his mind. Somewhere we got confused. Somewhere we changed our mind. You know what I'm saying? And so many of the people that think, oh man, God spoke to me and I'm supposed to end this relationship are probably the same person that got that girl's number because they said, God told me to get your number. And so we need to be careful if the reason that we're ending a relationship is because God told me so. Now, I'm not saying that God won't speak that. I'm saying that he absolutely will speak that. But usually, when it falls under the criteria or one of the other statements that we talked about, usually when there's something out of whack, he'll point those things out. If God's telling you that you should be with this person, he's not going to change his mind. So we must be careful when our reason for ending a relationship is because God told me to do so. But God will speak to you if you're in a relationship that's distracting you from your calling or when you're involved in something you shouldn't be. But God won't tell you to start a relationship and end a relationship. That's not how God works. He doesn't like to confuse people. He doesn't like to mess with people's emotions. That's the devil. God wants to bless. God wants to encourage. God wants to strengthen. He doesn't want to lead somebody on and then break their heart. Somewhere, someone misheard God, if that's their actions. Now, those are my three statements. Now, from here, I want to shift directions a little bit and give you two tips as to what to do if you found yourself ending a relationship. So I kind of stretched the tooth. We got the three statements and then two more things and we're done. Okay? These are like sub-points, A and B, right? We had one, two, three, now we got A, B. That's cool, right? These are like Roman numerals. All right, anyways, you're in a relationship and you're realizing something like this. They're keeping you from your calling. They aren't a Jesus follower, or you feel God telling you to end it, and then you do, then what? Right? So you found yourself making this statement. They're keeping me from my calling. They're not a Jesus follower. I feel like God's telling me to move on. So what do we do now? We've ended that relationship. We've said, okay, I'm going to act upon what God is speaking me to do. I'm going to do that. So now what? Two things. Ready? Ready? All right. I'll take that as a yes. Number one, move on. After Paul and Barnabas ended their ministry back in Acts chapter 15, the narration of the book of Acts follows Paul. And then the majority of the New Testament is written by Paul. We rarely read about Barnabas at all after this interaction. Just the narration of the text in the book in the Bible follows Paul. Now, we hear about Barnabas. He pops up in the book of Galatians. He pops up here and there throughout the Bible. But we don't really follow his ministry and his life. We also never read about Paul and Barnabas ever doing any more long-term ministry together. Now, it doesn't mean they didn't reconcile. Because later on in the Bible, Paul writes a letter and he talks about how him and Barnabas are cool again. So the things, it's cooled down and they were able to become friends again. But they never did any long-term ministry together. Once they felt like it was time for them to end their ministry, they moved on. They didn't hang out anymore. They didn't check each other's Facebook at 1 in the morning to see who the other was hanging out with anymore. You know what I'm saying? They weren't on their Instagram or texting their friends and saying, hey, where has so-and-so been these days? That wasn't Paul and Barnabas. They ended it, and then they moved on. What tends to happen is people will end a relationship, and then for months and months, they'll play around with that relationship. They'll be like, they broke up. They're together. it's like, move on, right? It's just time to pack up and move on. And we'll see people that have, like, they spend more time once they broke up than when they were together. You guys seen this in your friends and stuff? You ever seen that before? I've had so many friends do that. And it's like, what the heck are you doing? I thought you broke up. Now, sometimes God will call us to create separation for a time. Sometimes God will do that. God will say, hey, maybe we should take a break for a little while, really seek the Lord, and then we'll see where we're at in a few months from now. Sometimes God will do that. Actually, pretty often God will do that, especially when a relationship gets too serious too fast. They'll be like, let's slow down, let's seek the Lord for a little bit, and then let's see if our paths, if you will, intersect again. But in that time of separation, we need to be separate, right? There's no separation but being together all the time. And so Paul and Barnabas, when they ended it, they moved on. And so if you find yourself making one of the first three statements, then it's time to move on. Cool? All right, last thing, number two, what we do if we find ourselves making the statement, find friends. Find friends. Got to find some friends. Look at verse 39 again. It says this, it's on the screen. It says, and so Barnabas took Mark and sailed to Cyprus. And then it says, but Paul chose Silas and departed, being commended by the brethren to the grace of God. It says that Barnabas took Mark and they left. And then it says, Paul took Silas and then they left. And then the next script section in chapter 16, Paul meets one of his besties, a guy named Timothy, and they roll with each other for basically the rest of Paul's ministry. And Paul writes two letters to Timothy. The last book he ever wrote before he died was to his friend Timothy. So they became really close in this time. But what happened was once they ended this relationship, Paul and Barnabas, they found people to surround themselves with, and they moved on. They weren't thinking about the good old days, right? They weren't thinking about how they used to hang out and they used to do these things. They found new people, they found godly people, and they began to surround themselves with people that love God and strengthened their calling. And because of it, Paul went on to do more things for the kingdom of God, and Barnabas went on to do more things for the kingdom of God. And because of this separation, their ministry doubled. They went to twice as many places as a result of this separation. You see that? Because before, it was just the two of them going to one place. Now it's the two of them going to two places. And they've got new people that they're discipling, that they're around, and the ministry was growing. But what they did is they ended that relationship because they realized they couldn't work together. So they found new friends, new people that were following God. They surrounded them with those people, and they were able to do more than they would have done if they would have stayed in that relationship. And so we need to, if we find ourselves in a place where we find ourselves making one of those statements, I think it's time for me to move on, then we need to make sure that we do move on. And secondly, we surround ourselves with people that are taking us in the right direction. Now, all of this requires discernment. None of these are perfect formulas that work every time. These things that we talked about are not perfect formulas that work every single time. But if you're in a place or ever get to a place where the person you're with is keeping you from your calling or you feel like God is calling you on, you need to spend time seeking God for his perfect will for your life. Because like I said, it's not going to be every time. You're not going to be like, oh, well, this person is doing this, so that's it. Moving on, got to do it like this. There's other stories in the Bible where people get in fights and they make up and they keep hanging out. You know what I'm saying? And so there's times that it requires discernment. But we need to make sure that in all of it, we're seeking God, but we're focusing on him, and we continue to seek God for guidance. So that's pretty much it. That's what I felt like God wanted me to tell you about love, relationships, and romance. Those four parts. And I think that they're so important. If you missed any of them, go back to the podcast. Catch them, because I think, I pray and hope that this is beneficial for you as you seek God, as you grow in your relationship with God, and as you begin to look around and think, who is it that I want to be involved in? Because, listen, we say over and over in the factory here, I'm sure you've heard us say this, that you're special, that God has a great calling on your life, that you're not normal, that you're not like everybody else, that God has big plans for you. We say that all the time here in the factory. It's one of the most repeated things that I say from up here, is that I want you to know that you are not ordinary, right? You're not like everybody else. God has something for you. But a lot of people will lose their abnormality for a guy or girl. A lot of people will lose their what God has for them for a person. For a guy or girl, Jesus said, "What will you give in exchange for your soul?" He says, "If you were to get the whole world in exchange for your soul, would you do it?" And he says, "If not, or if you would, what would you give in exchange for your soul?" And a lot of people will give up their calling, their potential, their usefulness to the kingdom, all of that for a relationship. And so, my heart in this series, and what we wanted you to get out of this, is that the most important thing that we have is our relationship with God, and we don't have other relationships keep us from who God wants us to be. And we need to make sure that the relationship we're invested in enhance our calling. They don't inhibit what God wants to do in and through us. We need to not settle. We need to make sure that we're doing things God's way. We're being who God wants us to be, so that way we can find people that will take us to where God wants us to go. Because I would hate for you guys with so much potential and so much calling and so much ability to do what God wants you to do to be derailed or disqualified because of some relationship that you thought was so important. So I pray and I hope that as you guys think about these things, or if you're involved in these things already, or as you're moving forward and maybe you're in that part where you're just sort of liking someone and you're thinking about them or whatever, take it slow. Trust God, continue to do what God's called you to do, and check and think, are they making me more like Jesus, or are they just making me more like them? Are they making me more like the person I really don't like myself being? You know what I'm saying? We need to make sure that we're focused on Jesus, we're going towards him, and we don't settle.
You've been listening to Middle Ground Radio. Before we go, here's Nate with his wife Hannah on how we could put this into practice.
So this was the final message of our This Could Be Us series. And in this message, we talked about breaking up. And yesterday, I really explained why we talked about this. Why was this important for us to talk about? But today, we sort of looked at in the message some of the reasons we break up and then what we do once we've broken up. One of the reasons was the person we're dating isn't a Jesus follower. And that's obvious. If the person isn't a follower of Jesus, the Bible talks about that we should not be unequally yoked with non-believers. That's obvious. The other two statements that we made, one was they keep me from my calling. The other was I feel like God is calling me to move on. These aren't black and white. These are sort of in between. How do we discern? What do we do when this is a situation? And so how can we, if we're sort of kind of in a relationship, how do we recognize those two as reasons and then act upon those?
Wow. Well, I would take those questions and almost look at it from the opposite end and ask, is this person encouraging me in my walk with Jesus? Am I going, stepping out in faith more as a result of this person?
Right.
You know, for me, when I was following the Lord, you know, reading my Bible, seeking him every day and wanting to do what, you know, his call was for my life. And for the 22, 23 years until I met you, that's what I was doing.
Right.
But when I met you, it was different from other guys that I had dated or, you know, gone on dates with before.
Right.
Because you were the first person that I met that really I saw was walking with the Lord in an even deeper way than I was.
Wow.
That was doing more for Jesus than I was. That
wow.
had more faith than I did.
Mm-hmm.
And that encouraged me to want a deeper walk with the Lord, to want to get to know the Lord
mm-hmm.
more, and to want to seek him more. And so I would say if the person you're with is in any way not making you feel that way or not encouraging you in the Lord, is
mm-hmm.
not encouraging you to read your Bible, to take big steps of faith, to do things for the Lord,
mm-hmm.
then, you know, looking at it from that perspective, you could see how that's just not a good person for you to be with, because when you're married to someone, you want to be with someone who's encouraging you in the
right.
Lord. So if in a dating relationship you see you're with someone that's not encouraging you in that way, then you shouldn't be with them. If to someone doesn't have the same standards that you have, then you shouldn't be with them.
Right.
If someone wants to push things over the line a little bit more than the Lord has explained to you how it's supposed to be, then they're not somebody
right.
that you should be with. And just if you're feeling, is this who I'm supposed to be with for the rest of my life? Maybe not. Then you shouldn't have to push it like we talked about. There's
right.
no reason to force it out if you are feeling that, because that can be the Lord speaking to you
mm-hmm.
that maybe this is just not who you're supposed to be with.
Right. That's really good. And breakups are tricky. It's tough, it's difficult, it's awkward, and to know for sure whether or not it's the Lord, we really have to seek him. Mm-hmm. At the end of the day, we want to grow closer to Jesus. We want to be more like him. And we want people in our lives that help us to be more like Jesus. And if the people in our lives, that goes beyond just dating, aren't helping us and encouraging us to walk with the Lord, we need to make sure that we surround ourselves with people that do that. Thanks so much for listening. This has been Middle Ground Radio. We've been talking, we're just wrapping up a series called This Could Be Us, and we talked about relationships. Primarily, we talked about dating. How does God want us to do that? How should we navigate those things? I encourage you to check out all the messages. You can listen to them at middlegroundradio.com. God bless you, and I will see you next time. And we sing glory,
glory in the high. Thanks for listening to Middle Ground Radio. Nate Gallagher is a high school pastor in Vero Beach, Florida. If you would like to see all that God is doing there, follow on Instagram at Nate M. Gallagher. Also, if this message has blessed you, we would love to hear about it. Visit us online at middlegroundradio.com. That is middlegroundradio.com. Thanks for tuning in.